Rebel fighters approach a convoy of burning vehicles on Christmas Eve. It was the scene of a massacre, they say. More than 30 men, women and children executed, their bodies burned. They say it was Myanmar's army, specifically the much-feared 66th Light Infantry. Myanmar's military leadership have denied involvement. But those tactics are well known to Captain Myint Tho, whose name we've changed for security reasons. He served in the 66th Light Infantry until November, when he deserted. Now he's in hiding. He says he and his soldiers were taught to believe that anyone who stood up to them was the enemy.
The army sees the ethnic groups like terrorists. They tell the soldiers that all the ethnic groups are terrorists. That's why they fight against them. They want to control everything.
Despite decades of oppressive rule, members of Myanmar's army, or Tatmadaw as they're often called inside the country, were held in high regard. Their role as guardians of a divided nation often superseded reports of atrocities against ethnic minorities, including the Rohingya. Last year's military coup changed all that.
The stature and the reputation of the Tatmadaw have taken a massive hit. The people of Myanmar, quite frankly, hate them and view them as terrorists.
At one stage, it was thought that the trickle of defectors coming from over there in Myanmar might turn into a flood. That didn't happen. The army closed ranks. And since then, it's been very hard to know what's going on in military minds.
High on a misty hillside along the Thai-Myanmar border, we got a rare insight into the concerns of enlisted soldiers. As we filmed a border outpost, several soldiers in plain clothes approached us. Friendly, they chatted openly in English and Thai. Were they worried about the fierce fighting going on between Myanmar's army and its people?
If talking like about the organization, is we worrying about that. But in this region, like in this side, we don't have any problem about the another ethnic group.
Yeah, but are you worried about the fighting inside Myanmar as well?
Yeah, a little bit.
Captain Myint Tho can be more open about his concerns. Since February, there's no happiness, he sings. My homeland is destroyed. Now he's committed to fighting against the army. A fight, the song lyric says, we will win. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, on the Thai-Myanmar border.